Undeterred, the Abbey beasts kept going, muffling their faces with towels. Soon, however, the atmosphere proved too much for the onlookers. Many fled the scene, sneezing uproariously. The Dibbons thought the whole thing was huge fun. They chortled and giggled, dashing about and bumping into one another, shouting,
"Hachoo!
Fletcher!
Harachoo!
Oh, Fletcher, Fletcher!"
Martha helped Abbot Carroll and some of the elders to shepherd the little ones downstairs into Cavern Hall. The hermaid actually carried two Dibbons down the steps on her back, chuckling and joking with them. The abbot cautioned her,
"Careful, Martha, should you really be doing that? You don't want to put too much strain on those limbs."
Martha deposited the abbey babes in a corner seat.
"Oh, fiddly-dee, Father, I feel stronger than I've ever felt. It's as if I had brand new foot paws and legs. They're as supple as grease springs."
Grandmum Gerbil sent down some kitchen helpers to carry baskets of fresh baked tarts and pastries and jugs of sweet elderflower cordial. Martha lent a paw to serve the Dibbons, then went to sit on the stairs with the abbot. She felt very happy and carefree as they shared the food.
"Oh, Father, isn't it wonderful having that giant badger on our side? I wager things will be different now."
The abbot seemed somewhat thoughtful, though he agreed with her.
"Yes, indeed. Those sea rats obviously fear the big badger a lot. Wouldn't it be marvellous if he were inside the abbey with us? Things would be so much easier."
Martha sipped the cordial.
"In what way?"
The abbot warmed to the subject, propounding a theory which had been growing in his mind ever since he had first sighted Lorna standing out on the flatlands.
"Our badger fires that bow like a mighty warrior, that's for certain. If he were inside the abbey with us, I guarantee he'd send those sea rats packing in short order."
Martha thought for a moment about what the abbot had said.
"Aye, he could stand at the dormitory windows and pick the sea rats off at his leisure. They're hemmed in by the outer walls, so it would make it hard for them to avoid him. The badger could use the upstairs windows on all sides."
Abbot Carroll puts aside his food.
"But the problem is that the badger's outside the walls at the moment. Those sea rats aren't stupid. They're not likely to leave Redwall and take their chances outside. Not with that giant and his bow waiting for them."
Martha saw the wisdom in her abbot's logic.
"That could make Ragabald doubly dangerous to us, because he'd probably try twice as hard to get inside the abbey now. It would give him an advantage over the badger, who would have to fight his way into the grounds and take the sea rats on from inside the grounds. That would place him in range of their weapons. Oh dear, I wonder what the answer is to all of this."
Carol had already anticipated the problem. Unfortunately, he could not hold out a great deal of hope.
"We need to contact our badger friend and get him inside here. But that's not possible. The sea rats are standing between him and us. We'll just have to wait our chance, though there isn't much likelihood of that at present."
Martha tried to hide the frustration in her voice.
"But there won't be a much better opportunity than right now. Most of the sea rats' attention is on the badger. If only we had some beast who could slip out unnoticed. Whoever it was could lead by the small east wall gate. They'd be shielded from any attention by the abbey building. It wouldn't be hard to steal through the woodlands to the corner of the northwest wall. When it got dark, it would be simple to creep out into the flatlands and make contact with the badger. Then they could both return the same way."
The abbot folded both paws within his wide habit sleeves.
"No, 'tis far too risky at the moment, Martha. We'll wait. Tomorrow, perhaps. Oh, dear, all this worry and strife. I'm longing for the day when those villains are long gone from Redwall and we can all get back to a normal, peaceful life."
Martha stood up.
"Don't fret, Father. It'll happen when you least expect it. Do you know, I feel restless. I think I'll exercise my new walking skills. I'll go up to the dormitory windows and see how things are going. Best steer clear of Great Hall and all those pepper bombs bursting inside."
The abbot smiled wearily at his young friend.
"Take things easy, Martha. Don't go tiring yourself out."
She paused on the stairway.
"Oh, I'll go as slowly as old Fred. By the way, Father, could you do me a favour? Will you sit guard on these stairs and make sure those Dibbons don't go rushing back to Great Hall?"
Abbot Carroll stretched himself lengthways across the step.
"Certainly. I might doze off a little, but they won't get past me. You go on now. And remember what I said about taking things easy."
However, taking things easily was the last thing on the young hermaid's mind. Martha had a mission. She would be the one to contact the badger. She went up to the back rooms on the east side, choosing one that was mainly used as a linen store. It was filled with blankets, sheets and tablecloths. Knotting bed sheets together, she fashioned a makeshift rope, reasoning aloud to herself.
Finally, I can do something useful to help Redwall. Now I can walk and run too. After all those seasons stuck in a chair, it would be a crime to waste my new gift.
Climbing down the rope was easier than the Hare Maid had imagined. She had forgotten how strong her grip had become from wheeling a chair about for most of her life.